Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Lord Stern, a noted economist on international climate change policy and vice chair of the Global Green Growth Institute, recently outlined a vision of a new era of green economic growth comparable to the Industrial Revolution, reports Stacey Feldman at Solve Climate News. It's based on reducing both poverty and global warming gas emissions worldwide. Neither of these priorities can succeed without the other, he notes. To succeed in developed nations, governments must invest in the development of renewable clean energy sources and energy efficiency technology to create green jobs. In poorer nations, where up to 1.5 billion people have no access to electricity, the solution lies in developing community-level power sources from solar and wind energy. The Green Growth Institute has pilot projects underway in Ethiopia, Brazil, Indonesia, and elsewhere. Their work involves developing models to slash global warming emissions across power, transport, buildings, forestry, and other economic sectors, assessing the impacts on poverty reduction, and advising on policies. By 2012, the Institute hopes to create low-carbon growth plans for poor nations and promote the idea of sustainable green economic growth. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.